Okay, it's 4:30, time to call to order the Town of Discovery Bay Park and Recreation Committee meeting. Could I have a roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Thank you. This is the time for public comments.
The broadcast is now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
This is time for public comments. If there's any members of the public either on the line or in the room that wishes to address the board on any items, or the committee, I should say, on any items not on the agenda, now's your opportunity.
No attendees today.
Okay, we have no attendees, and it doesn't look like anyone in the audience is going to address us this time, so we will close public comments and bring on to draft minutes. Can I get a motion, please?
I make a motion to approve minutes from the May 4th meeting.
I second that.
Aye.
All right. Phone calls are taken.
Okay.
Presentations. Pool construction picture.
Yep. Go ahead, Bill.
First of all, I'm in shape. Well, I hope so. If there's any questions, I'll do my best to answer them. So Monica did a great job putting together the...
I saw this.
The timeline, the photos, the pool construction project, and any questions feel free to ask, but it's a good little tool to have for future employees, managers, you know, just kind of historical.
It's kind of cool.
Part of the town.
Yeah, they're great pictures.
This is awesome.
Very artistic.
Did she add all of the complications and the pandemic and everything else, like lessons learned from this project on there?
That's deep down in the files.
Yeah. Probably like burned in her memory forever.
Well, she's not here, but at the end of the day, she did a wonderful job.
Yeah.
This is obviously one of those very highly contentious topics.
Absolutely.
But I think ultimately, with what we have spent and what we got accomplished,
it's coming
together very nicely.
Yeah.
See a lot of people out there. So.
Yeah, it seems to be really well received. So,
yeah. We're happy. You know, as an outsider to the kind of the community center, I don't work here, but at the facility, when I do come and talk to Monica, there's so much activity and people really love it.
Yeah.
And the pool back open. So,
I know I've dropped in a couple times, like seen open swim and swim lessons, and it seems like there's enough interest and people are enjoying it, and even like some posts on social media like, hey, at the new community pool, checking it out. And I think that that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting.
Well, and not only that, I know that at this point people want more hours, extended time frames, and we're striving for that once when it picks up. But going online and looking at what Brentwood and other pool places, our hours are actually longer than some of theirs.
It's in line with what Brentwood is doing and what Livermore is doing in terms of hours and recreational swimming.
Yeah. Yep, that's awesome.
Very good. Okay. Is there any public comments regarding the pool?
There's nobody on the line still.
So. Okay, well then we'll move forward. Updates. Summer programs and staffing updates.
Okay. So, to piggyback on the pool, swim lessons are very popular. As I said, when I come in here, it's packed, kids are in and out, it's great. Most of the classes are full. And the swim instructors have been really great. We get a lot of feedback on the swim instructors themselves. Tennis camp went very well. Recreational swimming, obviously we talked about that. Water aerobics is continuing to grow, and recently Monica held a movie in the park. Pretty good turnout, 50 to 60 people came to the movie. So
that's awesome.
Good turnout, yeah.
And have I interrupted you?
No.
Okay. I know she had mentioned the last time I spoke with her that she was trying to get some other staffing, like lifeguards and stuff on board, that there was a couple more coming. Is that?
Yeah, so that'll be the next update.
Oh, just kidding. I jumped ahead. Sorry.
That's okay.
My fault.
You want to just move to that one then, Bill?
Yeah, go ahead.
Summer staffing. Go ahead.
So, yes, there is a nationwide lifeguard shortage. I'm sure you read and heard about it. The shortage of lifeguards. You know, there's several reasons, probably pandemic-wise. Kids can earn a little bit more money doing other things. I mean, it's just, it's a problem universally, not just here. But she has received several applications, and she's still in the hiring process, so she's very happy that she's been able to keep the hours that we've had with such a limited lifeguard staff. So I think we're doing just fine.
Awesome.
Okay.
But at this point, as far as the hours of the community center and the hours of the pool, I'm trying to figure, what is the constraining factor? Is it still the lifeguards as far as expanding the hours, or is it the staffing of the community center, or kind of a combination of both?
It's a combination of both.
So how many more lifeguards would we have to bring on? I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but
I think they wanted a number of 12 to 14 lifeguards to be able to bring it on. Yeah. And I don't, currently we have four.
Four.
Okay. So.
That makes it difficult.
That makes it hard.
There's a national, actually there are a lot of articles, there's a national lifeguard shortage right now. And it's almost impossible to find them. So we're doing our best. We tried hitting up all the swim teams in the area, but some of the problems, I'll tell you, I really believe it's a lot of the travel sports.
Oh, I'm right? sure.
And so there's travel water polo, there's travel swim, and it's constant and it's year round, and they just don't have time to do jobs. Right. So there just is a huge shortage when it comes to.
And I think probably because they haven't been able to do stuff for a couple of years, that's even more.
They're wanting
right.
to stay.
Like they're not wanting to say, okay, I'm just gonna, I can do
correct.
This anytime.
The residual effect of the pandemic.
Yeah, 100%. So.
Well, I think it's important, though, that we constantly recognize that, because there's a lot of people in the community who are asking us about how to get more hours of activity. So,
right.
you know, if they're listening online. Or
yes.
And can you, just for public knowledge, refresh the hours of, like, open swim and then recreational swim? And I know that there's a small gap, but that's for maintenance of the pool before it goes into rec swim.
There
is that
is.
Correct?
So we don't have open swim right now in the summertime because we do open swim typically in the morning through the afternoon before the pool opens, but right now we have programs going. We have swim lessons, and we have water aerobics and some other programs.
Okay.
So recreation swim usually starts after we close the pool for the summer, and then we just leave that open for those lap swimmers.
Okay.
And so the pool is open, gosh, I don't remember off the top of my head. I believe it is it Wednesday?
1 to 6,
but it's certain days. So it's Monday, Wednesday, I have it closed out of the door.
It's Tuesdays and
so I think it's closed Tuesdays. It's Monday, Thursday, Friday, and the weekend.
Okay.
It's open for open swim from 1 to 6.
And you have to have 2 lifeguards on duty at all time, correct?
You should have 3, but yes, we have 2 lifeguards is the minimum to have because one has to be able to take a break.
Yeah.
So.
Makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, as time progresses, these little issues will work themselves out. And
correct.
Maybe people go back to work again and want to work again.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Bill. Let's go on
Thank
to
you, Bill.
F1. Pickleball court warranty.
Okay.
Okay.
Bill, you're up.
So since October, November, I think, of last year, we've been on the vendor for, you know, coming out and taking a look at these small pop marks, these little small cracks in the facility. Finally, Monica got him to come out here and take a look at it. He's come up with a solution just today. She let me know. What they like to do is do a patch and resurface. So they're going to take these small pock marks, the small cracks, dig out a little around them, patch it in, and then resurface the whole thing. I think that's their first step in terms of the warranty. Moving forward.
So are these recent cracks and marks or just?
No, as Bob might be alluding to, that they happened relatively quickly.
It happened, you know, within a couple of months.
Of after resurfacing?
Yeah, when they finished it. And they're a little, I've heard secondhand that they're blaming it on the blacktop that they put down, and that's what it is. It's little pieces of rock that are in the blacktop that come out. when you play on it, and so there's these spots around.
So with the repairs of that, is that going to prevent it from happening, or are they going to warranty it forever
if that's
continuing to happen, right?
When they do fix it, it's still warranted. Their next step would be having to core drill, test the asphalt to see if there was some type of contamination. But we're hoping for the first fix.
Are these in all the courts that we've resurfaced, or just a couple?
All the courts.
Just the pickleball courts.
Pickleball courts that we've...
But
and
all
it's
the
not, it's not resurfacing, well, actually, when we installed it.
Okay, I apologize.
Correct, yes. All six courts have this issue. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to be patchworking and fixing all six courts.
And how long is the warranty on them?
It's a 5-year warranty.
And we're into, like, year two-ish?
Well,
21.
Yeah.
So one?
Yeah.
So does the warranty start over on the repairs that they've done?
That's a good question.
I think we should ask that question.
I would guess not.
But it might, on a car or a truck, if you replace injectors and the injectors are warranted, then it starts over again for a certain amount of time. Maybe not be 5 years, but it may be an additional two or three.
Yeah.
So this is more just an FYI that what's going on with the
courts. Yeah. 1 week is all it would take for that initial patch and resurface.
What did you say?
One week.
About a week to do it.
I don't play.
So
we just would coordinate with those guys to try to find a time to talk.
They're thinking late August, early September. We don't have a say in that.
We will coordinate the best we can, but we're at their mercy when they can get supplies and when they can get their guys to do the work. So, we will work with them as with pickleballers as best as we can. We know they have a tournament coming up and some other things, and we don't want to stop them from being able to do that, but we are at the mercy of when they can repair the course.
Well, I guess the good news is, though, that the company's willing to honor the warranty.
Absolutely, they were. And they came out here right away, and they walked it twice, once by themselves and once with Monica. So they are taking it very seriously.
Good.
Perfect. And thank you to Bob and the wall for noticing this, because it's hard for us to get out there and notice little block marks and things, because we don't play any games.
Okay.
Thanks for your attention. Okay, so if there's no action, then we'll move on to shade canopy request. Bill and Bob.
Yeah, so Bob came to us with a request to put up a shade structure, and so I will let him discuss the shade structure and what we would like to put up.
Yeah, what we want to talk about, or what we're proposing, is that we put up a... I'm not sure what you call them, but it's like
a sail
material. And it's not solid. And it's just to block the sun and to put them over the bleachers that are out there. And we thought we would, if you're into it, we put up two, actually, because then you could sit with chairs in that. And this is that area between the pickleball courts and courts one and two, tennis courts one and two.
So this is not going on the court, Bob. This is going outside of the courts,
outside the courts,
tennis courts.
This is shade for people waiting to play or observing what's going on.
And this is different than what you had originally presented.
Originally, we had proposed putting up a different structure, actually, over the benches that you've seen out there. And when we started thinking about lights and talking about lights, we thought, depending on what the light design is, that we need to be sure we're not putting up something that was in that we wish we hadn't put up.
That makes sense.
And we're having some internal discussions about what that shade should look like and how much it should be, or where, you know, how big it is. So we thought that this would be a first step, that this is a much less expensive, it doesn't have a structure. You know, this is, there are 4-inch posts at the corners of that little greens, those green areas that are shown on the map, the Google map that we gave you. And those are actually the 4-inch pipes that were the light poles that would, when the lights were taken down, of course, those poles were left. And so they're plenty heavy enough to hold up a sheet of fabric.
So you're not going to be drilling into concrete. What we're doing is we're putting the sail between the pickleball court and the tennis court.
We measured it, and they actually make one. It's already made. You don't have to have it specifically made.
Okay.
And it would go within a couple of feet of each pole, mm-hmm. and then you put in a turnbuckle on each corner and, mm-hmm. and just tighten it up. And probably put it at somewhat of an angle so that rain would run off of it. If it had big rain, otherwise rain actually goes through this thing.
So it's going between tennis and pickleball courts.
Court 2 and the tennis court, and courts 1 and 2 on the pickleball court.
Where the bleachers are.
There's bleachers
actually. There's two sets of bleachers. Mm-hmm. The other bleachers face the tennis court. And at the moment, anyway, we're not talking about doing that. That would be an easy. There's posts around that one too.
Okay.
That could be done at some point, but so far I haven't seen a need for people waiting to play tennis and watching tennis. Where we do have that, we're pretty well.
Okay.
So I'm confused. So these attached to what post? There's existing posts. Is that what you're saying?
Existing posts.
Light posts or.
Light posts. They're fence posts, but they were light posts. They were where the lights. If you go out, look at the top of the post, you can see the fixture that was on top that went on up for the lights.
Yeah, okay.
So they're bigger than the fence posts that are around the.
Sure.
And on each side of the courts 1 and 2, and then what were courts 3 and 4, there's a series of these posts. And this area happens to be from both courts. So it works out nice to go over the bleachers.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea, as long as staff is approving of the final lookout and the layout. Certainly, I don't have an issue with that.
I don't have an issue with
that.
Okay. Is staff installing it then, or no. Do we have to go out to bid and do all of that?
What was that?
They want to know who's installing this.
We've been back to install. It's a simple, it's a matter of hanging this, putting some 4 turnbuckles up and buying this material, and you just hook it up.
Okay.
I'll
work with legal and make sure that I'll just make sure that it's okay that they just go and put those up.
Okay.
So.
And we don't have to go through a bid process because they're donating that.
They're
going
to pay for them and donate.
Yeah, we're paying, we're buying the stuff
to
put up, and we're happy to put it up and we're capable of putting it up.
Let's just make sure it's okay.
We're not welding, we're not digging, we're not anything. We're putting some clamps on the post and that's it.
Okay. Awesome. I think it's a great idea.
And Aaron and whoever else needs to be.
We'd be glad to have you put it up. It'll be just like the benches that we put up.
Ultimately, I think any improvement to the courts is definitely what this committee wants.
100%.
So, we're just working and we want to help facilitate where we can.
Okay. What do you want to, I guess I would ask, what sort of technical information more do you want to know?
So what I would want to know is I just want to know the size that you're going to be putting up and what type of materials you need and how do you do it. So as long as I have that, I can relay that to legal, just make sure that they're okay with that, and then we'll go forward together.
Okay? We get it.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you for doing that.
Well, I like the commitment that they have to the courts.
Yeah.
So. Well, next item would be... Bob, we are going to pull F3, which was a discussion item regarding electrical, but Monica's not here today, so it's timely with what you're talking about. It's just unfortunately, without her being here, we have to postpone what her comments are and what the long-term possibilities are going to be.
So for lighting?
For lighting.
We came to talk about lighting and the importance of it, and we think the importance for pickleball, and George is here, and he would give you his opinion about if he's a tennis player, Josh was not able to come, so he recruited George to come and share with your thoughts. But
well, we definitely want to hear it, but we're going to pull that item off of tonight's agenda. So if you could come back at our next meeting or somebody, because Monica's not here tonight. And she was the one that was going to spearhead and start discussion.
Okay.
Is this a good time? I have an open item that's not on the agenda. Is that pretty good amount? Or?
You came in late, though. This to me is a little more informal than the tonight's agenda. Go ahead, point clear.
Thank you. Well, we're talking about the shade on the tennis courts. We have shade between the courts, one and two, three and four in the middle, and that's kind of worn down. It just needs to be looked at. It's canvas. You know, if it can be replaced, it's been there for a long time. That was my only addition.
We're going to take notes, and we'll get that over to Monica. So.
Thank you. And great, really great job with all the work you guys have done with this center. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Well, then we will move forward with Clipper Drive.
All right, this is a bill item.
Bill, you're
up. Okay. So, at our April Park and Rec meeting, as well as board meeting, we were given direction to bring forth a construction phasing concept for the revitalization of Clipper. So, for the project, we have an approved $370,000, not to exceed, from the Hoffman settlement, as well as $100,000 from carryover. So it's been well documented, the major concerns, aesthetics, walking path, general landscape, and dryscape. I had brought forth several concepts early on, and through our meetings and discussions, we have narrowed it down to those components, and they'll take place in the following order, which gives us time to reevaluate after each phase, budgetary concerns, amenities we might want to add. So the first phase is to create the better wall aesthetics. We'll be using a pattern of panels and new plant material, as well as select current plant material. And the term pattern is important because we're not just going to plot a couple panels and a couple trees here and there. It's going to be a direct pattern the whole length of the
and
drive.
Similar vegetation.
Similar
so
vegetation.
We're not just going to have like this random tree and then like
absolutely.
You walk 5 feet, it's
material.
Like random more trees.
And what?
And landscape panels and trees.
This is, I mean, just for clarification, this is, was to hide the wall, if you will.
Correct.
So, I've been kind of thinking about this a little bit, and we haven't had a chance to talk until tonight. Well, the cost of that was about almost like $70,000, if I remember correctly, approximately.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw it out here, and I'd love to hear your opinion as well. It just seems like a lot of money to spend to hide something, because potentially we're still working with the county at some point to get some ordinances in place for homeowner responsibility of the sound walls.
Yeah, I go back and forth on it because, I mean, we've been working with the county for how many years now to get an ordinance in place, and those walls there are not, that's not an HOA. And so when something happens to that wall, there's going to be current state with current county enforcements, no regulation on what is to be replaced. So we're going to spend all this money, let's say sans the panels, but everything else, and one of those walls goes down, and they replace it with a wood wall or a plastic wall. You know, now we're back in a situation where we've spent all this money on landscaping and we have this ugly wall that we really have zero control over, right?
But if your argument is what happens if the wall falls down, that doesn't change with hiding the wall.
Well, it does a little bit because there's a panel there where you don't see the fallen wall.
So unless the wall falls on the panel.
I have two concerns. One, just like the wall fell on Sandpoint, that could potentially happen on Clipper, causing some damage to our landscape.
So I guess the question is, the panels are to hide the wall, or the panels to maybe help prevent some of that from being, like, what's the purpose of the panels?
To
be aesthetically pleasing.
Aesthetically pleasing.
Correct.
So,
and to give you something else to look at rather than that just...
So if the wall falls and hits that panel, we're now responsible to replace that panel. Or is that responsibility going to be placed on the homeowner whose wall fell?
We would go after the homeowner whose wall fell. They damaged our property.
Okay, here's my second concern. It was, there's no design standards to repair walls.
Currently.
Like, you'll see on the boulevard where they repair the wall, it's completely different than the rest of the wall.
But to that point, from what I understand, the HOA there is working on standardizing that.
Okay.
But they have an HOA where Clipper Drive does not.
Okay. Again, do we want to spend that kind of level of money for an aesthetic to hide something versus do we spend that money just fixing something? And I'm just throwing this out here without. Or do we just hopefully keep our fingers crossed that we'll cross that bridge when we come to it if that wall has an issue?
That wall's going to have an issue.
Well, but the problem is it's not just the wall. There's at the street entrances, I don't know what you call them, but there's these fancy
planters
that extend 20, 30 feet out. Are we going to hide those as well, too? And I just want to kind of talk this out. Are we just hiding a little bit and not hide some of it?
But those ones, I think at the last meeting we had discussed it, we were going to be the ones responsible for putting the plants in those planters.
We could utilize those planters and make them, yeah.
Basically, I'm going to domain those planters.
They're going to donate. Oh,
again, hey, I'm not saying that's. I just want to think about this.
Yeah.
Is that how we want to? Is that the best use of that $70,000 versus, or just forget the wall, put the $70,000 in greater landscaping attributes?
More amenities.
More amenities, which also now the wall goes away a little bit.
But so here's a conflict that I'm having just internally. Like, we keep throwing out all kinds of stuff, and people have already waited years for this Clipper to be done. So if we go back and say, okay, let's rethink this again, we're not going to have this discussion until we're in July, September.
No, I agree.
Which means it's not going to go to the board until October,
right, so,
which means we're not going to start it until next summer.
No, but maybe we just hold off on the hiding of the wall as change the order of what you bring up.
Okay, here's something I can think of. Phase zero could be, because we do want, I personally would like plant material along the wall, right? Just to have separation from homeowner versus public space.
Yeah.
So we could eliminate panels,
do
still
trees.
Have trees, and then discuss it.
But leave space for panels.
Correct. And if we say no panels, then we put in, then we patternize.
A different type of landscape.
Yeah.
I think that that's okay. I think we really, and I don't know if this is the place to do it or it needs to go to a different committee. I think we need to reach out to the county and really push this wall ordinance issue, because it's becoming an issue.
Well, it's certainly over here, but not. It hasn't become an issue yet at Clipper.
It's good. Have you seen those walls? I mean, you
well, so
operate
I mean,
those
I can
walls.
Attest to when I have to look over the wall and see if the homeowner's irrigation is causing problems for us, it crumbles.
Right.
Yeah.
To stack it back up. And
I agree, though, actually. We need to get this project going. Personally, I would love to see you take the entire concrete pathway out and put a brand new, wider, even different flowing, because that should be the central point of that Clipper Drive. It's just an incredible walking path with things built around it.
I thought we had asked for some pricing on to tear the concrete
so,
up.
Taking out the sidewalk and adding a decomposed granite path adds another about $70,000.
So that's our wall panels.
That's your wall panels,
Is that just the wall panels, or is that the trees and wall panels? Please.
Wall panels are 65 themselves.
Okay.
Yeah, so 65. Trees are 20. So that would be ripping that out, and then also the concrete or the
granite. I believe you know, and we don't have a map up here, but there's certain sections you're going to want to move that over anyways. It's just not in the right location.
Sure.
You know,
that's a good point.
Some parts are clippered. It's right essential in the center of it, which makes sense for whatever landscaping balance.
Yeah.
At the beginning of Clipper, over here off of Discovery Bay Boulevard, it's almost towards the street.
Right.
You know, so a lot of that can be...
One concern with just a decomposed surface is that that eliminates wheel inline skates, skateboards, utilizing it, but that's probably okay. Just a thought.
They can't still do it on like the decomposed granite?
Skateboards and inline
skates
would be difficult.
I mean, if you ever tried to ride a skateboard with something with small wheels on that, it's not going to work.
And that's why I said, I think that the focus for it should be the walking path, walking, riding path. Wide enough for bicycles and pedestrians to be on the same. And there's, you know, some of the areas of swell on that's massive, you know, for ADA or someone in police.
But is that going to cause problems with ADA stuff too?
What's that?
Is that going to cause problems with wheelchairs and stuff on there?
The decomposed band is fine for wheelchairs, for ADA, as long as the slope is proper.
Yeah, no, but we were talking about replacing it and just doing concrete, which you got a quote for. You said $65,000.
It's to remove it.
That's to remove it only.
That's not to put
the
concrete.
The concrete
down.
Is $250,000.
Oh, $250,000.
The concrete. If you want to replace it with concrete.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it's really expensive.
Okay, let back up.
But you said $70,000 to remove the concrete and replace it with
decomposed granite. Yes.
Decomposed granite.
So it would be all decomposed granite, no concrete.
There would be an 8-foot decomposed granite path.
Oh, wow. But that kind of takes away from the whole walking, riding, skateboarding, scootering.
Yes.
Okay, that's...
I think we need to get started on something. So what is the trees and stuff, that's something that you, what was your plan on starting that? Like now, September?
So in the fall, yes.
In the fall. And will there be any action, like I know you're starting the planting and stuff in the fall, but is there any action in starting to remove some of the vegetation that's there that we can work on now?
Well, correct. So I think planting will not take us that long. So in conjunction with planting, we would be removing some of the existing vegetation that is not worth keeping, tending to some of the vegetation that is worth keeping. That would be kind of a first phase.
Okay.
We're going to go out to bid for this project. Is this correct?
I think we talked about
yes.
that.
Portions.
It'll be kind of some town staff, but typically a bid project.
It's a long space for our town staff to be able to kind of
just do it.
It's almost too much.
Time.
Yeah.
So what is our planning going out to bid, and when are we going
to
do that?
So things like the panels, I would go out to bid for the decomposed granite path. I would go out to bid for. We can do the planting of the trees. We can do the irrigation. Some of the general dry scape we can do. The big chunks will be having to go out to bid.
What's the timeline on going out to bid on those items? Like, if we could we say we're going to go out to bid on the panels and then decide not to do the panels, but at least we've gone out to bid on it and we have pricing on it?
Yes,
yeah.
You can.
Because I guess my concern is, again, we're talking about going out to bid on stuff, and that takes months.
Yeah, that was...
And we haven't done any of that as we sit and wait, and it just progressively gets worse.
Well, certainly the data point of the concrete cost takes us a whole different direction, or at least dictates the direction we're going. So I think that was valued to know that what that really was, and it's unfortunate.
So let me ask some clarified questions, please, because we can keep bouncing around. Do we like the design that we came up with, and we want to do that, but we might not want to do the panels? Is that the direction we're going right now?
Yes.
Yes.
So we like the design. We're going to go out to bid, get quotes on the panels, and then decide from there. Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So keep this design in place. We'll do our bids. We'll bring them back. We'll review them.
So we're bidding the panels.
I would say bid them just so we have started that process and it doesn't get to the point where we go, just kidding, we're going to do the panels and we have to wait to go out to bid on the panels.
Who knows, us, we come back at a whole different price point, so
they might.
No, I think your design's fantastic. You know, just in the back of your head, keep in mind benches, things, seating areas, maybe some pull-up bars, you know, stuff on those lines, make it fun.
Yeah.
Can I ask some more questions? Sorry, I feel like I'm asking a lot of questions. Can you just give me time frames, or give us time frames for each of these? So wall aesthetics, the phase one, or let's call it phase zero, that's fall, correct? So like September time is when that's gonna start.
Yeah.
And it will take how long to do that? Approximately, and I'm not gonna hold you to it.
I would say 4 to 5 weeks.
Okay, so September to like November.
Yeah.
And then phase two, the pass solution and folder seating, when would that start?
That would start directly adjacent to that.
So November?
Based on budget discussion, so November, and that again, probably, there's only, it depends what we do. If we remove the sidewalk, that extends the time frame to about probably 8 or 9 weeks.
Okay. I'm just going to say 8 to 9 weeks to be. So in theory, all of this could be done by March of next year. In theory.
Assessment. Those two things. Yeah.
The phase one and two.
Correct. Those two phases.
And then phase three would be when?
Directly adjacent to that. So that's basically general dryscape, painting of utility boxes, dog waste stations and receptacles.
So that's like February-ish kind of?
February-ish.
And then solar bollard lighting would be like May-ish?
Next summer.
Next summer. Like early summer?
Yeah.
We want a specific date.
To start.
I mean, summer is like a broad, you know, like, are we talking August summer or are we talking May summer? And then the items that we need to go out to bid on. I know that we have this phase, you know, September, November, February, next summer, but are any of these items things that we can go out to bid on now? So when we're ready to hit those phases,
I think that
we're able to do
once those. We have a decision on the path, I think the path and the folder seating, we can also go out to bid on. Mm-hmm. That really, in all actual, if we outsource that, those can be done kind of simultaneously.
Okay.
I don't want to overwhelm you, though, so let's make sure we're realistic. So why don't we start with phase one and two. We'll go out to bid. Let's see what those numbers come back at.
Yeah.
And then we can also, you know, if we like them and we start moving on it, then we can also, in conjunction, start working on bidding phase three, right? And then as that comes back and we start moving, we can go to phase four. So.
And I realize it's so very early, but if we, as you're moving forward, how much... What does it mean as far as other projects that they want to do in the community? Is Clicker take up, even though we can outsource some of this?
Yeah, I mean, it'll take up probably more of my time than it will my crew's time, but... which...
It's not a whole lot of you guys, so...
Yes. Right, so...
Is it still possible for other projects, you know, I'm kind of jumping ahead a little bit, but it's still possible for other projects within the community if while Clipper Drive is going on?
Yeah, so we do have the Cornell Park project. So we're going to be going out to bid for that in the fall, and then that will start. So Cornell Park will start in the fall time frame as well. So
can I ask, and this may be a communications committee issue, but is there any way to get, like, signs up that says, like, coming soon, we're working on this, and, like, do a couple of them throughout the path, maybe even some at Cornell Park? Because I think those are things, you know, when we're looking from a public standpoint, obviously they're going to complain and be upset, but we also want them to know that we are working on it. It just takes time.
We did that with our islands.
Yeah.
Is that he created these little
signs?
Yeah,
those signs were perfect.
And so we'll do something like that with Clipper Drive.
Yeah.
But we wanted to make sure this aesthetic and this design is stuck, because you got me a little worried that you're going to change it.
I want to
make sure that if we put it on the sign, that that's what we're showing.
I just want to make sure we rethink about it. Are we doing the highest and best use of the money that we're spent?
Absolutely.
I do kind of like the panels. I mean, I appreciate where you're coming from in making something more appeasing in a situation where we can't do anything about it.
The thing about the panels is that they're even better than the wall. Even if the wall is painted and neat,
Yeah, that's a valid point.
It's an aesthetic. I think it's a gorgeous idea. I do like it, but it costs a lot of money too.
Yeah.
Right. I had this weird misconception that $70,000 would pay for the whole.
Yeah. No.
I don't know.
It is a long stretch, though, if you think about it. If you want to do a meaningful walk on a half-mile stretch.
Yeah, it's a lot. Concrete, and concrete's super expensive right now.
Yeah, it is.
Awesome. So we have direction, right?
Yes.
You don't need anything else from us?
Yep. Okay.
And you can put signs up.
Yes.
And
we'll get signs.
Get some signs. Perfect. All right. Wonderful.
Then let's move forward to F5. Project review by Zone.
Okay.
Great
sense. This was requested from us to put all these projects in by zone so that every time we have a meeting, we can follow the progress of these projects. So Bill put this together, and I'll let him present it.
Yeah. So, again, you asked the question, can we get to some other projects? These are a listing of projects that we'd like to accomplish in this fiscal year. Obviously, it's not just going to be staff time, my staff time, but it'll be vendors and or the core. So in the special zones, I intend to use mostly the core to do some of these projects. The special zones have a certain dollar amount dedicated outside of a normal operating maintenance budget to get these done. So not to use up our staff time on the special projects, we might do the projects in zones 8. So if you look through that, you have any questions, let me know.
Thank you for putting this together. I think this is very, very helpful to understand. Like, you take a look at this and you realize how much you have going on.
Yes,
and from an outside perspective, we don't get to see that every day. And so I think this is really important for us to understand everything that you're working on and what we're doing to improve the community. And not only that, but the cost of it.
Yeah.
What's the install LED enhancements for zone 35 mediums?
So according to the county, they have an excess amount of funds to use on that median, and they'd like to replace the vegetation in the median.
Is that the one, the median in between?
The little skinny median between
And Safeway? Okay.
In addition, though, and I don't think I have this on here, though, I've been in talks with them about doing some solar, low-emitting solar bollard lighting along the path from Newport to Safeway.
I think that would be really beneficial.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people on that path.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing I didn't add on here, and I will add on, is the county also are using their Prop 68 per capita funds to have an add-on addition to the playground at Regatta.
So how does that work? They're going to take care of it then, or they say, hey, Bill, here's some money, go ahead and put it in?
No, they're going to do it all, but I do, I'm talking with them about where it's going to go.
We don't have to manage that, correct?
No. Okay.
Do they have more money they want to give us?
35 to 61.
No, I'm taking that as a hard no.
Out of curiosity, so when you work with the county, for example, I guess we'd be looking at the Slifer Park basketball court.
Things that you're hearing about the special zone, just let me know, and that'll be in our discussions.
I was just curious. How that process works.
Can I ask just another quick question? So 8 and 9 is town funds or assessments. 35 is county, correct?
Mm-hmm.
57 is county?
Correct.
61 is county? Okay. So all of those funds and that budget is coming from funds that we're getting from the county.
Correct.
And then 8 and 9 are assessments or property taxes, correct? Okay. Thank you.
Well, awesome list. This is very helpful, and hopefully this helps you too. If you didn't already have any brain,
and
put what's in my head down
on paper. Is there a way to just keep this like as a constant, so we can
update it
each meeting or add to it, or you know, not that you need to do a formal presentation on it every time, but I think this is really, really beneficial to kind of go through and be like, oh yeah, we did that. Check.
Yep.
Now we're adding this. Check. Thank you.
Yeah, that's our plan, is we're going to keep this rolling.
Awesome.
So we'll bring it to every Parks and Rec committee meeting and just give a quick update.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. Then let's move on if you're ready, Ashton.
Yeah, I'm good.
Let's go to F6, Prop 68.
Okay, so just a quick update. It's been a while. So the application's already been submitted, approved. We're approved to move forward. We have a deadline of December of 2023 for a complete project. But we intend to go out to bid this fall-ish. And just to go over the projects again, it's replacing the basketball court surface, hoops, and benches, the replacement of the barbecue and picnic area, including the tables, prep table, and the lawn, and replacing the play surface at the playground, as well as benches and trash receptacles and dog waste stations throughout the park. Just an FYI.
Oh, yeah, you have that already. Awesome. So we have to have everything done by December 2023.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm excited about that. That's a nice little taste for Canal
Park. I'm super excited about that, too.
All right, I guess it's on 57.
Oh, yeah, we've had some comments about the corner of Bixler and Regatta. So last summer there was a major water / irrigation leak, and the water department couldn't find it. We couldn't really find it, so we decided to go a different route. The water was off for a couple months. Some of the smaller vegetation took a hit. The larger trees were okay. But the county, again, as I said, has some funds set aside anyway to review those intersections, so that's going to be third quarter.
2023, yeah. Or now, yeah. So like in a couple months.
Yeah. Right where the sign's at.
Right where the sign is. Now I noticed the sign is kind of leaning a little bit, so I'm going to call it. Get a hold of a monument, reset it hopefully.
Awesome.
Any public comments about anything?
No one on the line.
Okay. Any future agenda items?
No. I mean, I think the only thing I would say, would it be this many? Can we reach out to the county about the wall enforcement stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, we're working on that.
I know we're working on part of it, but.
Yeah. And this is a little kind of off topic, but not off topic. Did the county ever come out and inspect the wall over here?
No.
Didn't we ask them to come out and do the?
I don't know if we've ever asked them to come out and inspect it. We told them that the wall has fallen, but I don't know if they've come
out. We took pictures of it and sent it to them, too.
Weeks, pictures. Yep. Yeah. That repair, actually, is not part of the topic.
Okay. It's good to have you back.
Oh. Thank you. Trust me, it's considering.
Okay, well, thank you, Bill. And if you have nothing else, then 5:20, 5:19, meeting adjourned.